Woo!
Claudia! Way to go, girl. What was that? Oh. No. I did not come along to sing. I came to have fun and hang out with you guys. I am not interested in making a fool of myself in front of y'all again. The last karaoke night we had was enough stardom for me, thank you. Yeah, I know, the last one was a year ago, but... Look, I appreciate the reassurances that I don't sound like a frog being stepped on, but I want to relax and to listen. Why is that so wrong? I'm already a couple of drinks in anyway. It wouldn't be pretty, trust me. I know it's team bonding karaoke night, but it's also still Friday, and I want to relax. I've hardly had a chance to since the show last week. I mean, can't a man listen to his coworkers sing in peace without being pressured? Look, I'll even buy a round of booze out of goodwill, if you give me the pass. Oh, yes, I'm serious. No singing for me today. Next time. I'm sorry. We arranged this so last minute, I'm totally unprepared. I know everyone was so excited the trade show went well and we all kept our jobs, but it's not a good day for me. Next time, okay? I'll sing for you all the next one, and you can tease me for a month or two after that about my skills. Yeah? Brenda, I promise to pay you $20 if I bail on you next time, hand on heart. You will hear me sing. You all keep going on for now. Don't let me stop you. I was really enjoying that off-key rendition of Uptown Girl you were doing. I think someone should sing some Journey next, don't you think? Isn't that a requirement at these things? Who's showing up this late? Oh, she came. She's really late. I thought she wasn't going to come at all. It's almost 11 p.m. I don't know what caught her up. Oh well, doesn't matter. Whatever she does is none of my concern. We share a cube, and that is all. She can work as late as she wants. I need another drink. Oh, I can order on this screen thingy here. Just tap and two more beers, please. Should be here in any second, just like magic. Hey there, newbie. Late to the show, but we're glad to have you. How was work today? Good, good. Glad to hear it. Did you get that business plan submitted on time? Right. Excellent. And the two halves, they work together? Our halves of the plan, I mean. That's good. I'm glad your client was happy. And the proposal wowed them? I'm happy to hear your efforts were appreciated and well received. Customer satisfaction is always important. It's what we're here for. Helping people with the American dream. Job well done. Your dedication and loyalty to your client is admirable. I'm sure the big man will notice it all too. Might even be a raise in your future. Why do you look upset? Did something happen? Was my half of the proposal total crap or something? If you're mad about my work, you can tell me. I welcome any and all feedback. You basically ignored me all day, tiptoeing around and avoiding me. And what, now you're mad that I'm treating you different from before? What about how you're treating me different? Look, yeah, things might be a little off for a bit, but I'll still help you with whatever you need. Any questions you have, whatever. I miss how things were before too, but how things were before? That wasn't how coworkers normally are. We were always, always something beyond that. Never defined, but always there. The separation we have now, the casual talk and the no touching thing, this is normal. Well, I don't exactly like it either, but this is how it has to be so the both of us can move on. Oh, newbie. You're killing me with the sad eyes right now. Yes, we'll have to move on. I'll see other people, you'll see other people, and we'll both be okay. How did you miss that part of it all? I don't want to see anyone else either. God, I really, really don't. But this is the reality. It's how things have played out, and we can either accept it and move on, or both of us can admit we don't like it and find a way to make things work. If you... What? Oh. Hi, everyone. What's going on? Oh, yeah, my beers. Thank you so much. You can put them at my table, I guess. I didn't even notice they'd come. Brenda, why did you drag me up here? I thought we agreed I would sing next time, not today. You want us to sing a duet? Me and Newbie. Newbie here is my friend. I could never drag her down with my terrible singing like that. $10 says she would totally blow me away and leave me looking like a fool. You want me to prove to you that I'm a bad singer? Do I have to? No, Newbie, not you too. Ah, I suppose I must at least indulge the ladies, but this does not mean that I will be singing a duet. Let me prove this to you, and then leave me to my drinks, yeah? Okay, Hello? It's me. I was wondering if after all these calls you'd like to me to carry O'Key. They say the time's supposed to... Shit. Newbie, get up here. We have to initiate you and I stink. I told you all. I need time to prepare. Plus, I would be willing to bet that Newbie sings like an angel. Look, Newbie, show them who's boss. I'll go sit my butt back down. Okay, you'll be the last for the night, probably. Do you want to share what song you'll sing? No? Okay, well, if you say so, we'll cap out the night with our newest member serenading us. Phew. She's up. And now I'm off the hook. I should chug this beer, shouldn't I? Knock 'em dead, Newbie. Holy shit, she's... amazing. Wow, good thing I didn't go up there with her. She could She could pass as a professional with a voice like hers. Holy hell. Hey, you were absolutely amazing. How long have you been singing for? That was, stellar. And your song choice. you picked that for me? But, why? They may have become suspicious of us. You don't want them thinking we're dating, right? That was the whole point of our discussion yesterday. We can't mess up anything at work. Can't date. Can't let them think we're dating. Hang on. You can't tell me this now after we've already gone through so much. I need to chug this beer. Give me a moment. Okay, let's recap, newbie. You're telling me that you don't mind dating, as long as we pretend not to at work. Keep things a secret. Is it wrong? I feel hopeful. I hate the idea of keeping things secret, but if that is what it makes you comfortable, maybe then I can start to look for another job? Transition out naturally and then we can go public? I mean, we wouldn't be a secret forever then. And I'm sure we could be discreet enough in the long term. Honestly, it doesn't seem so bad at all. Are you sure that's something you'd be comfortable with? Because, well, I think I would be. I'd probably be really happy, actually. Nubi, I don't think anyone is comfortable following after you. That was beautiful, truly. Come on, why would I lie about that? I'm being serious. You have a voice on you. Did you sing at all in your past? Oh, well, whatever you did, it paid off. I want to know all about it, but we need to get going. They're going to usher us out of here soon. Have everything you need? Yeah? All right, let me walk you to your car. Bye, everyone. See you Monday. So, you want to think about dating in secret. You don't actually want to date in secret yet. But you are considering it. Do I have that straight? Maybe. Nubi, I am not drunk enough for that is a good answer. Give it to me as plain as possible, as clear as you can. Get it all out there. You want to date in secret, but not now. You want to wait a little bit to make sure. Okay. I understand. You want more time to think it over. You think us over. This is progress. It's good. Take as much time as you need to think about how you want to do things. There's no pressure for me. Honestly, I am so happy you're even considering it. Yes, really. I don't even know if I have words for how happy I am. I was never mad per se, but I was very frustrated with you. I feel like the answer was so obvious to me that I had a hard time accepting that you had to come to your own conclusions in, you know, your own time. I'm sorry if I ever upset you. I promise I'm not mad at you. Not now and not ever. Even if I am mad at something, we're partners. It's us against the problem, not me versus you. Yeah. Hey, you know how I'm a weirdo who likes to hold hands? Could we? No. We're alone in the parking lot. I mean, just for a minute, you know? Kind of miss touching you. Thanks, newbie. I'm going to run my thumb over the back of your hand and think about how soft your skin is. And you think about us. Think about how you'd like to do this, how it makes you feel. The secrets, working together, just all of it. If you ask me, we should be together. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen, even if it means keeping secrets for a bit. Count on me. You just say the word, and I'll come running.